多少了？
对，
您还有
主要是提到
您随便问哈。
Your mother's education, and you were telling me that.
是这个 problem. I owe greatly on that.
Yeah, it's a really.
Also, may I say that in the household in America, for the last 5 or more years, at the end of my biography, not proverbs, they asked me to write my philosophy of life. So I wrote mostly. That way. And a number of quotations in Chinese, but my mother taught me. 一分钱一分货 each commodity, each price. And 有货不请客 When you have the goods, you don't worry about a customer. So this, all this, I put it there. And
so your mother taught you a great deal
a great deal
all these,
of way of life.
It's really Chinese philosophy.
Yes.
In a very common.
let me see. Waste not, that's American, waste not, want not. And also I said, life is full of problems. And, but through the problems you can develop. That's mentions too, you see, 天之将降大任于斯人也必先苦其心志劳其筋骨饿其体肤行所复乱其所为然后所以动心忍性而增益其所不能
是
and, and also reciprocal concessions we do not always have to agree but agree to differ that's democracy wife or friends You hold your way, your position, I hold mine, but we don't have to fight. Respect each other and unite to get something done. If husband and wife unite to build a happy home. Many of my students, they painted a big thing in their bedroom. Agree to differ, respect each other, unite to build a happy home. So this I wrote in the Who's Who.
Yeah, that's very nice. So actually your parents didn't have much formal education, but they accept a lot of these new ideas, modern ideas, or very open-minded.
You see, my father owned the bakery. He went through the apprenticeship. So he knows all the elements. To this day, I learn from him. For instance, I have jars of almond nuts roasting. I put my finger, I know just how many there. I want 5, I think, almost that way. Something where I could, he could see all this to make a manto or baozi or anything, he has a way. And also he taught me individual health, self-defense.
Right.
You feel?
Oh, wow, that's hard.
Oh,
boy. Did you practice Tai Chi?
I don't practice, but I often young people or middle-aged challenge them. Later I'll demonstrate, show you briefly.
Oh.
And my father required me, but my mother just sometimes, that's too hard, told my father, said, no, you mustn't let the child, he is thin. I was thin, more so before. And with a dandao, you see, and roll around in the yard, on the ground. And the guto, you see, the bone hurts the flesh. So all this too is quite important. So that's, I forgot to mention this, I owe my father on this. Oh, he requires me, every morning I have to walk in the yard back and forth, back and forth. And then demonstrate punching the air. And wrestle with the air. And then this jiu-jitsu, jishu, da quan. And it's not the tai chi, but that's more philosophy religious to my mind, tai chi. And this is a physical training and self-defense or offense, you can use it, just the same.
So his philosophy is you get to have to get good health
good
first.
Good health,
uh-huh.
too.
Become,
so that's, I said, well, for the last 4 years, many of our friends, several friends, on my birthday, they invite 50 people or 30 people. Professor Dan Galbraith from Scotland, he's the British history department. And I have to make a remark. I said, well, I'm a fortunate individual from childhood, mm-hmm. parent, rigid father, mm-hmm. strong, physical discipline. I said, I can demonstrate. Mm-hmm. But they were surprised. Mm-hmm. That's when I was 79 and 80 still, and
you
so
know.
On.
Yeah, you don't look like
so
your
that,
age.
Uh-huh. And my mother taught me the philosophy of life, the outlook of life, and patience, and hard work, and optimistic,
mm-hmm.
and so.
Yeah, that's very good, because we talk about, you know, how open-minded your mother
yes,
was.
Yes, she was.
And,
she really was. My father, more so, she said, he said, well, never he feels people rich, poor.
Mm-hmm.
See, some rich people got acquainted with him and provided the funds for the bakery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then later, competition, other bakeries have a better backing,
mm-hmm.
suppose the shoutao or some 20 cents a pound, father make 19, they said 15,
mm-hmm.
and so on. Finally, had to declare somewhat like a bankruptcy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then he became a little officer in the uh-huh. National Granary,
mm-hmm.
Zhejiang Micang.
Oh.
Around Peking city wall.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoyed his working there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so after you returned to Peking,
yes.
you went to the rural area around
area
Peking.
South of Baodingfu, south.
South of Baodingfu,
yes.
Uh-huh, I see.
This separating
mm-hmm.
From there as center.
Mm-hmm. And then, you felt that you actually use a lot of knowledge that you learn from the
yes.
United States.
And also the first Anschluss, and I regret to this day. All my 3x5 research papers, especially History of Greek Thought,
mm-hmm.
and all the bibliography and so on, all by 3x5, this professor says, if you can put your thought and the important things there, a lot of sheets, no use, no good.
Uh-huh.
You have to concentrate on what to do.
Uh-huh.
Then I said, what is this going to do? The people, the poverty-stricken and the disease, and in the country temple fairs,
mm-hmm.
you find a man with a needle this way, a lady's eyelid, something, sharpen the needle with a sole of the shoe to do this. A lot of things really, when you look at that, especially in North China, you just feel sick.
Oh,
and
terrible.
Oh, mosquitoes. And children didn't have enough food, so Kalazar this way, and trachoma just, and sores, they have no basic elementary knowledge. And also, I oppose those. I propose to the county government to make a law against those fake doctors.
Mm-hmm.
They studied 1 year or 2 years nursing in Peking or anywhere, went to the country, doctor so-and-so, Xi Yi, Western medicine,
mm-hmm.
and aspirin, they charge 50 cents.
Yeah, common people, poor rural.
Poor people.
Yeah.
How could they afford? But some well-to-do, they thought, well, it does
help.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so anyway, so you spend how many years
that's,
doing that?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Yes, then I saw the situation. That's not to end our lives there in the rural.
Uh-huh.
Then all my friends in the educational field, in the political field, it would be unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So also I didn't quite agree with the director, Jimmy Yen.
Mm-hmm.
And on one hand, he said, he make reports to the mission field in America, I mean the mission foundations,
uh-huh.
Boards of missions.
Uh-huh.
And on the other hand, one day, the Shanxi soldiers retreated to Dingxian.
Uh-huh.
And my wife and I tried to stop them from looting, raping, and so on. One day we both ran toward the three soldiers, tried to beat a mule cart driver and a woman in the thing. They wanted to take the forced man away, take the mule cart and the woman away.
Mm-hmm.
We got there. They saw foreigners, still has influence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said, Lao Xiang, please. 请你不要，我说我们有父母有姊妹，我说算了，我说你有什么问题呀？ When you have problems, we have a place made called 知应局, how to meet the thing. 知应局, I said, it's all right. I said, a lieutenant, I forgot the name. I told him such. So one day, a Salvation Army Hall, I lectured to the wounded soldiers, and what they need, they can tell the city 知用局, Chamber of Commerce, Shanghui, and don't do any evil. Then I have radios, and they could listen music, and we find school people would entertain them. So, but Jimmy Yen said, honey, you spoke to those people in church, and the local people would say, we are related to the church. But I said, you report to the board's mission for millions of dollars, promote the work. Why you oppose this? I said, this is my free time on Sunday. You can't control me.
Mm-hmm. So actually, these are agency, that rural agriculture.
Not government, it's private.
Supported by the mission.
Missions and also some Chinese leader like Xiong Xiling, Madam Xiong, was very good to this project.
I see.
And let me see who else. A number of people. America, the Institute of Pacific Relations, James Carter, another James Carter, director of this, a friend of Jimmy Yan, they were all Yale graduate.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So actually, because of the disagreement with the director, you decide to go somewhere else after 2.5 years.
Yeah, I decided to leave.
And where did you go?
We went to Shanghai.
Mm-hmm. At that time, you were married.
We were married. Uh-huh. Yeah, we were married. When I went away, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I still saved.
Right. And about after 19. After 2.5 years,
I went to Shanghai. To Shanghai for 2 years. I was youth secretary of the National Christian Council.
Mm-hmm.
Youth secretary, mm-hmm. National Christian Council, NCC,
uh-huh.
2 years.
Uh-huh.
Then I was appointed to St. John's University.
Uh-huh.
That's in the spring of 1933.
Mm-hmm.
1933, St. John's University.
Mm-hmm.
Until 1938, when the Japanese gave me three days to leave.
Mm.
And Mrs. Han stayed, came back with me, but later went back. University called for her, but say it would be dangerous for the university if I should return, so I didn't. And then I was called by Chinese government to go to Chongqing.
I see.
So I was in Chongqing.
For 6 months, 1940. And so at that time you were already married.
We married in 1930.
1930?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you go by Chinese weddings or Western into church?
Western, but we were in Chinese costume.
Mm-hmm. Chinese costume?
Yes, she had Chinese costume, I had Chinese costume during the summer. White linen, black jacket. I still have those. She had what kind of a light greenish chiffon dress and so on. And the family of the first one my mother mentioned, mm-hmm. and they supplied two cars, and their family members all went to the ceremony.
Oh. So you were, the ceremony was
at Yanjing University Chapel. And conducted by a professor, Tom Bakker. Mm-hmm. And he taught me Greek 2 years. Mm-hmm. I had 3.5 years Greek. Mm-hmm. And he taught me Greek. And we were very close friends. So he performed the ceremony. He was from Dublin University, Ireland. And was very happy association. And
so
you know, Dr. Theodore Chen? Mm-hmm. His wife was a graduate student or senior year, sneaked into the chapel, watched our wedding. a ceremony. She told me that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So when you see her, you can say, I mentioned that.
Uh-huh. Was that a big news on campus?
Big one.
Was your wedding a big
news? Oh,
no.
We went to a private. Uh-huh. Private. There were no more than 15 people. Ourselves, the Tom Bakker and his wife, mm-hmm. and the Jin family, mm-hmm. from Zhejiang, from Nanjing.
Did Mrs. Han's family actually attend the wedding?
No.
They couldn't.
No, they were here. No, mm-hmm. they couldn't afford. No, we couldn't afford. So, and also no, not necessary.
Yes.
She was close. I was close to her parents, mm-hmm. but her brother's sisters. Decent, reasonable, but not close.
Uh-huh.
You see, when we came back 38, we stayed with the friends in Long Beach, mm-hmm. and not with her brother.
Oh,
no.
I see.
So her brother is principal of Burbank School in Long Beach. She was at that time.
Uh-huh. And so you stay in Shanghai, St. John's, until
38.
And at that time, you taught what subject?
I taught history, uh-huh. and international law.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah, history is Chinese history. You used to be American teaching Chinese history.
Right.
So the president says, so now we have one who is trained in history. Mm-hmm. So I taught Chinese history. I taught international law. Let me see, what is the other one? More political science. International law, municipal government, mm-hmm. And the problems, municipal. And during the summer, my hobby, history of Chinese art.
Oh.
And
so actually, most of the students were Chinese, is that correct?
No, it's the Chinese there will say 75% are Chinese, a few Westerners are German. I had a German Nazi, a Far Eastern youth, mm-hmm. leader in the class, and he used the opportunity, a question asked me, preach his Nazism.
Oh.
I said, no, next time this won't do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask question on history, on the thing, but don't talk about the contemporary problems.
So when you taught at St. John's, you taught in English?
It's both ways, but basically English. And international law, English textbook, but I used require them to know the Chinese terms.
Mm-hmm.
Also have Chinese copies or translations of international law. And municipal government, half Chinese way, half Mandarin, half English, all the section, what problems. Chinese history, lecture in Chinese, but ask them to have English certain types, it doesn't matter, just basic sources of Chinese, modern Chinese history.
I see. Did you have to speak a Shanghainese dialect?
No. My mother, not my mother, my wife picked up some because two servants were from Zhuji, Zhejiang province,
uh-huh.
Shanghai dialect. She had to twist her tongue. 两个鸡蛋, 什么的,
Oh, so she's very good in language. Speak Mandarin.
Not too good, but it's
then,
all right. Yeah, Mandarin she could, but this is just a family talk.
Uh-huh.
And one day I laughed right out away because she was talking to her. He said, you buy this good meat,
uh-huh.
but you stick it, 打鸡翅啊, 摇一摇,
uh-huh.
摇嘛, it's wrong,
uh-huh.
打鸡翅, 这个meat meat grinder, 是搞了一个大鸡翅, 我笑得跑开了。
Yes, try very hard. Yeah, so...
And she was called back to St. John's until to Christmas time, 1940.
Uh-huh.
Then I flew back to Hong Kong, from Hong Kong
to Chongqing,
to Shanghai.
Shanghai, I see.
Yeah, Shanghai, we came back together.
I see.
Also, to have friends, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going to leave Chongqing, this is, even though domestic China's problems,
mm-hmm.
I feel is necessary, I felt there's no room for me to contribute.
Right.
One day, Dr. H. H. Kong
mm-hmm.
called me in. He said, Professor Han, I thought that was wrong. I thought I treat you quite well. I said, Your Excellency, quite well. I 不配这个样子. 怎么说呢? 跟我直接说, 要什么? 哎, 我说, 院长, 我不好说, 怎么, 我说, 敢说, 要什么了? 哎, 我说, I have no 贡献, no contribution. 什么是 contribution, 什么不是 contribution? 你自由可以 做什么东西, 有什么建议, 你就告诉我, 就可以办出来了。 后来, I said, no. 我是一个教书匠, 好多事情。 不行, 我是政治方面呢, 政治的这个轨道, 我可以知道, 理论也知道, 我也看过, 我在乡村工作, 各县, 我都知道, 我对于县政啊, 熟, 哎, 他一听, 说, 县政你说, 不错, 叫人, 倒茶, 倒茶, 我就想, 高兴点, 他要转弯, 哎, 那个县政你要, 要什么了, 我说不敢说, I won't dare to say what I want, but I say, if you could give me three counties,
uh-huh.
3 years, no change.
Mm-hmm.
I'll meet the taxes, make the conscription,
mm-hmm.
And also education proving,
mm-hmm.
and unnecessary, what did I say? 废物什么东西, in the government, cut off.
Uh-huh.
Is it all right? I'll think of it. 喝了一杯茶, 我说谢谢你, 我走了。
So,
after a while, someone came to tell me, now you are, let me see, Chen somebody was made the chief commissioner, 或者, almost in the same as minister. You are the deputy minister, butter commission, 以物交物了, butter commission. 哎,我说这也不错,这我还有兴趣, 各方, select Chinese materials and materials coming in. 报纸人宣布出来了。 For 3 or 4 days, I had no peace. 敲门来了。哎,老韩,我们两人重班,你还记得吗? 当然记得了。 How about give me the, European section, they gave me a US and gave me a Latin American section. Oh, I said, you are already in the foreign trade group.
Uh-huh.
Why you do this? Why do that? Some said, oh, I 等事没找, no place, no position. Give me a place.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I said, this is meaningless. So I saw the situation, I decided to leave.
Uh-huh.
This is no good. Three counties. And before the, before I decide to leave almost, and Sun Fo opposed Kong's project.
Mm-hmm.
So the order was 暂时停办,
uh-huh.
Butter Commission.
Uh-huh.
We already got typewriters, desk, and commandeered a place for offices.
Uh-huh.
said this, three years, three counties, or maybe 3 months. Also maroon in a village. Where are you going? How do I go back to America? A wife isn't, she begged me to allow her to go to Chongqing. I said, no, it won't last 3 months. Every day you go to the bomb shelter.
Yeah.
And first 2 months or 3 months, I had the, I lived with the foreign correspondents mm-hmm. and with the Ministry of Information, Dong Xianguang, Shu Le, and go to the Fangunu, very good mountain, Chengdian. Mm-hmm. And then one or a few times, I was in, decide to leave. Uh-huh. Then I had a threat. Dr. Kong's daughter uh-huh. was my former student. Mm-hmm. He said, doctor, you can't leave without a passport. Passport must be signed by, let me see, the generalissimo. Uh-huh. And Gong Yuan, public functionary, cannot leave. Uh-huh. And then she made a good remark. This, I feel stern, I just look at her. Then she said, people again will criticize my father. Says, my father couldn't keep good man.
Oh,
I said, thank you. I said, bu gan dang, also. Then during that time, there was a big banquet. I saw one man was sitting on the honored seat. Everybody addressed to him and so on. Then he taught, all taught Chinese, of course. Then I thought this, he was from Baodingfu, south mm-hmm. of China, where my father was born. Mm-hmm. So afterwards I made my way, I met him. I said, sir, your accent sounds like Baodingfu.
Uh-huh.
How do you know Baodingfu? I said, my father was born there. Your accent is the same.
Same. Uh-huh.
And he said, what's his name? I said, Han Taicheng. Ma Yi Xian, Baodingfu, Hui Shi Xian. Was Shen Xian, Shen Zhou. And Ma Yi Chun, Tai Wen, was Nigga, Xiao Chun, Hao Jia Zhuang, Yuan Lai, originally all the Hao family,
uh-huh.
but the Han family, edged them, mm-hmm. Moved in, edged mm-hmm. them out, Hao Jia Zhuang. Ha, Tai Go Lai, Tai Wu, you are my nephew. Your father and I, in a local colloquial,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
You forgive this. Yeah. 我们两人呢，光腚的时候啊，就在一个池子里覆水。光腚就是naked.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
光腚在一个覆水，那有一个小的船。
Yeah.
好了，有什么事找我。
Uh-huh.
我说 uncle
一定就OK了。
And then, You cannot leave Chongqing without the garrison commander's okay. You cannot get any ticket to go out of Chongqing.
Uh-huh.
So when he was the garrison commander,
uh-huh.
I should call Echo.
Uh-huh.
没问题了, no problem.
Uh-huh.
So one day I was Dr. Kong's intelligence officer. I said, you go to the commander
uh-huh.
and get a okay for me
uh-huh.
to fly away. My wife is sick in Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
I have to take her back to America
uh-huh.
for treatment. And then next day I got the permit. And then a man by the name of Lin Si Liang, I think Lin Si Liang. Have you ever heard of this name? Lin Si Liang.
Uh-huh.
He was the chief of Xinan Yunshu Chu, Southwest Transportation, from Chongqing to Burma.
I see, uh-huh.
And he said, oh, Professor, don't worry. The ticket would be ready for you at the airport. Everything would be arranged. Oh, I said, no. I know he was close to Jeanette, the Kong's daughter.
Uh-huh.
When I arrived, they were there at the airport. When the first outside dinner, just three of us,
uh-huh.
and I said, no, I don't quite trust this fellow. And then that's 1940. Mm-hmm. And 41, 43, February or March, Madame Jiang was coming here.
Uh-huh.
And this man, Jiang Kaixi, ordered him to be shot.
Oh.
He embezzled $7 million, even though Chinese, but that's embezzlement.
Mm.
And not this part, I wouldn't say. There's another section. You can stop it.
I think
I can.